Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! So, this is episode 67, you know, season 3, episode 4. If you're not new here, you already know. Episode 67, welcome to another episode. First things first, guys, hope you guys have been well, by the way. I hope you guys have been well. Do you guys notice the quality? Is this sound better? Please tell me, is this sound better? Because I just bought this microphone, I'm just trying to test it out. So I don't know if you noticed the sound change. I hope it's better. I hope this sound is good. I just bought this mic, but if you need to check out my YouTube, I think by the time you'll be listening to this, I'll have uploaded the unboxing of this new microphone on YouTube. So you guys go and check it out on YouTube. And subscribe, like, and share. Also, guys, remember to vote for me in the African Podcast and Voice Awards, APVA 2024. I've been nominated again this year in the Podcast Art of the Year category. We need to bring this home, guys. Voting ends on 10th August. So today's 1st August. Literally, we are like 9 days. We have like 9 days to go. So, guys, vote, vote, vote. I'm going to leave the link on the description. You can find the link also on my social media platforms. On all platforms, Instagram, everywhere, on the bio. The link is in the bio. At Awina Awiti, at Unspoken Podcast KE, on all social media platforms. Follow me and vote for me. Yes, welcome to this episode. Guys, I'm still working on my intro. Excuse me, but I'm still working on my intro. I'm still working out how I want it to sound. So give me a bit of time, a little bit of time, please. And I'm still working on the video version, video, audio visual. So just give me some little time, okay? But anyway, I hope you guys have been well. Today's a Sunday solo episode. So yeah, welcome to this Sunday solo session. I'm a Sunday school, they call it Sunday school. Anyway, today I'm here to talk about greed. Yeah, you heard me. Greed and just being content. Contentment, basically. Being content. Because I feel like as human beings, we always forget to be content. We always forget of the things you prayed for and you have them, and then you're still like, okay, if I get this now, onto the next, always. And you forget to be content with where you are in life, with what you have in life. You forget, and it's not something that is good. Basically, this is something also I've been trying to navigate. Of course, if you're not here, all these topics I always talk about here, these are things I'm struggling with. There are things that I'm always trying to navigate in this life. So yeah, now I'm trying to navigate contentment. Contentment. Like, I have this. There are days like I just need to suck in moments and just feel like, okay, I'm living in my answered prayers. Like last year, time like this, I was jobless, bro. I was literally jobless last year, time like this. I was behind on my bills. I was like 2 months behind on rent. And I used to live in like a cheap house. And I couldn't afford rent, bro. I didn't have a job. So I was behind on rent, like 2 months behind on rent. I was struggling to even like maybe feed myself. Like I used to maybe afford like perhaps a meal a day, bro. It was so dark. Some dark days. So last year, time like this, when I lost my job, it was some dark place. So now, 1 year down the line, I'm able to live comfortably. I am able to afford my rent, pay my rent on time, to feed myself, eat whatever I want. Why shouldn't I be content? Why? Why shouldn't I just be like, oh God, man. Penyumenitoa mongo. Like last year, like time like this. I was struggling. So that's what I'm just learning. Like, I'm learning to be content with what I have. I'm just like, God, thank you, God. Like, bariki wengine. But I'm just great. That's what I'm trying to learn. Like, when I was even doing my research on this topic, I was listening to a certain. What's the word? I'm looking for the word. A certain preaching. Was it a word? Preaching on YouTube by Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen is my favorite like pastor on our social media. These pastors on YouTube is my favorite like pastor. I like how he preaches. I like how he delivers his message, honestly. You guys should try Joel Osteen. Listen to Joel Osteen. But anyway, he was talking about there's this main verse. When I talk about contentment, but the contentment is something like, it's really been talked a lot in the Bible in different ways. When it comes, there's this verse that says, rejoice in the Lord always. And I say rejoice, always rejoice. Like, find happiness in whatever situation you have. Be content. Find happiness in whatever situation you had. There's a quote I saw that contentment is the secret to happiness. Being at peace with where you at, being at peace with what you have, that's the secret to happiness. We call them so like you always want to get, but you didn't take a moment to appreciate what you have. Sometimes we oversee what we have. We struggle appreciating what we have. I think when is it enough? I mentioned in my last episode about money. Like, money is never enough. Money is, like, as human beings, to be evil, money is never enough. So these values, you have to be intentional about having these values within you. Like, being content, you have to be intentional about this. So yeah, contentment is a skill. You must practice it. It's a skill. You must practice it. Like, be thankful. Find something to be thankful for. Don't let your feelings lead you. Find something to always be thankful for. Learn to love your stuff. Learn to love yourself. Learn to appreciate what you have. And this contentment comes when, like, a good example is when, of course, there's something you've always wanted to buy. Like, what? Let me think what I've always wanted to buy in this house. And I bought it finally. Like, let me just say an example. Shoe. There's always this shoe you've always admired. You've always wanted to buy it. You've always wanted to be able to afford it. And then you finally buy it. Of course, you buy it and then you wear it once, twice, thrice. Oh, the excitement is over. Like, we always love new things. But when you wear it once, twice, ishaanza ku wear out. And you're like, you're already like, you don't feel it anymore. You don't love it anymore. You're like, okay, I need another shoe. I need another. It's not bad, of course, but learn to that's just the best picture. I'm just trying to draw you guys a picture. Let me cook. That's the picture I'm trying to paint. Sis, please. Anyway, I hope you get what I'm trying to say. Okay, I hope you get my point. But I feel like frustration in life always comes from wanting the things you don't have. You're always frustrated. You're always angry. Bora Miss Nai, why does she have this and I don't have this? Why is that? Why, like, that you're frustrated, but you don't take a moment to feel like, I have this. Me, when I think about last year, a time like this, when I couldn't afford rent, I was almost being thrown out of my house. Bro, I had lost my job. I was in a dark place. And now, this year, I have to have this nice house that I'm able to pay for myself. Heavy on that. I'm able to pay for myself. I'm able to afford my bills, pay them on time. Why shouldn't? Like, when I think about that, I'm like, God, I'm enjoying my life. I'm good. Then I'm living my best life. I'm just grateful for everything. I'm living my best life. This is good enough for me. Like, I'm good. Although there are things I still want to do, but now where I'm at in life, may God, like, where I'm at, thank you, God. So we get consumed on what we want. We forget God's grace most of the time. We forget God's grace. And that's what, even when I was doing the research, the word of God was there when Joel Osteen was saying, like, we get so consumed with what we want, we forget God's grace. We forget how God has been so graceful in your life, how God has favored you, how God has answered your prayers, how God has done a lot of things for you. And then you're like, okay, I need this. I still want this. So, yeah. Be where you are with a good attitude. Don't be the complainer. That's bad energy. I hate people who complain. Me, if you want to, I will. If I realize, like, you're a person, you're somebody who likes always complaining, always finding a reason to complain, I won't sit next to you. That is pure bad vibes. That is pure, but I do not. So always, don't be that person. You always complain. Like, when you see the pessimist. The glass is half empty, not half full. be the optimist. The glass is, in fact, I had, be the optimist. The glass is half full. I like that energy. But don't be that person who is always the vibe killer. Always complaining. Always finding an issue with something. Always, no. It kills a vibe. It kills. So just be content. That's what I just came here to tell you, speakers. You guys, just don't let life, things happening in your life, don't be swallowed. Because sometimes, you know, a lot of things always, life is moving so fast by the way, and a lot of things always happen. And then you just find yourself, you're just swallowed by life. And you're just living. You're not aware of what's going on around you. You're not aware of what's going on in your life. And that makes it difficult to be content, basically. So don't be swallowed with what's going on around you. Be where you are with a good attitude. Because as humans, we tend to emphasize what we are lacking. Like, we're always emphasizing what we're lacking. Well, you're not emphasizing on what you have. You're just emphasizing, nasinai. Why don't I have this? You're just emphasizing what you don't have, what you're lacking, the bad part. Focus on the good. Emphasize on, I've always wanted to buy this and I have this. Like me, there, honestly. By the time I'm recording this, I think, by the time you guys listen to this, the things I ordered, they'll be here. So, you guys, let me tell you a story. I currently ordered, you know, when I moved, I've never cooked in this house. I've been living like a comrade, bro. Naishi kama comrade. I've never cooked. I'm always eating takeout. I'm always ordering out. I'm always eating mwitu, chipo mwitu, bajia mwitu, or ordering KFC, chicken, or pizza. That's what I'm always been eating. Or eating these, like, junks and fruits. Like, I've never cooked because I don't have a cooker in this house. I mean, I've never bought a cooker and everything. I don't have even... When I moved... when I moved, I started life from scratch. I started life from scratch, buying everything new. I just wanted that new beginning. If you're keen on this podcast again, you'll notice that I did an episode on new beginnings that I explained everything on that episode. So better check it out. So yeah. So now, after all this, it's been 4 months. Yeah, 4 months since I moved. And now I'm buying a cooker. I'm so excited. Like, I'm buying a gas cooker. I already ordered it online. It's going to be delivered probably tomorrow. A cooker and a microwave both are going to be delivered tomorrow. My big girl purchase. And I'm like, wow, I'm so proud of myself. Like a guy, like those small things. I'm just like, thank you, God. I'm so grateful. Like, I can buy this for myself. Honestly, why shouldn't I be content? Why shouldn't I be grateful? Why? Anyway, like the last year, me couldn't even have thought. Couldn't. It was so dark. But now where we are, I'm just very content. Very content. So the message today is just to be content, guys. Wherever you are, whatever you want in life, wherever you are, just be content where you are at. Please. Key to contentment is embracing and appreciating what you currently have at the moment. And there's this quote that goes, love the life you have while you create the life of your dreams. Yeah, I think that's how I'm gonna end this episode for today. Hope you guys have learned something from this episode. Yeah, being content and everything. I hope you guys have learned something from this episode. And I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I would like your feedback, you guys, the topics you want me to talk about. Basically, all these topics I'm always talking about to you guys here are all the things I'm struggling with, things I'm navigating. So you guys, if you have something, maybe you're struggling with something you're going through, something you're trying to navigate, and you'd like me to talk about it on this podcast to shed more light on it, yeah, DM me, comment. There's comments on Spotify. So just comment. Don't be scared. Comment. So I'm going to have to love and leave you guys. And I'll see you on the next episode. By the way, check out my YouTube. You're going to see me unboxing. I'm not a YouTuber. Serious one. You guys subscribe. You're going to see me unboxing my new cooker and my new microwave. Oh, I'm going to be so happy. And I'm so proud of myself. So you guys, I'll see you on the next episode. Be safe, you guys. Be safe and be content. Bye.